Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. And coming up Thursday, hockey is back at Bridgestone Arena. The regular season begins, and to talk more about that, our favorite, the CEO, Sean Henry, friend of the show, joins us now. Sean, what's up?
Don't be telling me that I'm a friend of the show. You guys are going to Vegas without me.
That is true. We are, but you got to be here for opening night. And I know you're probably going to be mad at us for not being here for opening night, but we, you know, I couldn't take you away from that.
No, well, you guys aren't going to be here Thursday night either. My gosh.
I know. This is already off to a bad start. We're in trouble.
Wow, man, we're going to miss you. Good news is though, bad news for you is when we win, you guys can't come ever again.
I know. See, you're going to be 2-0. By the time we get back, you're going to be 2-0, and I'm going to show up at the building, and security's going to say, no, you can't come in. So that's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were here last year on opening night. That didn't work out well. So
it did not.
This is good news for the press.
Yeah, you'll win now. Everything will be good. Yeah. But I know
– when you're in Vegas, the only game you guys should be playing out there is Pai Gow. It is the best game in the world.
So I've had a few people besides you tell me that, and okay, so now I got to play it. I got to learn how to play it.
What's it called?
Pai Gow.
Pai Gow. You should reach out to Tracy Henry. She'll give you a tutorship.
Okay.
The suburban diva knows her Pai Gow.
Okay. All right. We may have to do that. So opening night, we're going to have the Gold Walk, all those things. What are some other exciting things besides a win that Preds fans can look forward to?
It's opening night. I know it sounds so dumb. I don't care if we have thumbtacks laying on all your seats or, you know, the ice melts. Opening night special. It really is. But then you add to the fact that, you know, we're excited about, you know, seeing some of the young guys that matured. You got to see our number one pick, ideally, in the lineup that night, you know, playing with the guys that he grew up idolizing. And to me, that's really fun and special. Same time, made a lot of big investments this year in, you know, some of the lighting effects. The real experience for the game, you know, from Crazy Kyle's organ to our DJ booth, and, you know, just having a little bit more fun. When big things happen, we'll celebrate them a little differently. The food and beverage menu is completely revamped. I know Joe was out last week trying a few of the new selections. It was always a fun night. But just a lot of good things. All, you know, fresh paint. But for us, the biggest investment this year was in the locker room, really almost tripling the size of that space. Doing some things that we haven't been able to do before, bringing in equipment, recovery equipment that we just never had as well. And the players' reactions to that have been just so tremendous because they're the ones that gave us the input, what we should do, what do we need, how do we move forward. And it's good to see it come into play and that partnership come alive.
I totally agree. But I'm telling you, the Gold Walk for opening night, I don't think anybody, and I haven't been around the league, obviously, but if anybody does it better than what you guys do, the Gold Walk before that opening game, I want to see it because I think that is an outstanding evening. It's packed. The players, here's the best part, Sean, the players enjoy it. It's not like they're forced to do this. They really enjoy it, which makes it all even better for that night.
You know, they really do. And you know what's fun about it? Our fans got here so early, right? It's, I don't know, 4 o'clock-ish, give or take. And people are here, and they're celebrating it. And I love when players get delayed, and it frustrates Wayne D and Paul McCann and Zach McCann because they're waiting to announce the next guy. But it takes the guys forever to walk the gold carpet because, as you said, they enjoy it. They're taking pictures and high-fiving, and it really is special. And I'm normally inside the building when they come in, and it's fun to see the kind of the energy and the bounce in their step. So, you know, when you have the best fans in sports, they fire the guys up. And I just think we should do it every single night.
Right.
No doubt. There's a bounce in the guys' steps.
They should do that. And what's great about them, it's on the plaza. It's beautiful. And people get – I remember covering for TV for years. People get there early in the day and make a day out of it and then go to the hockey game that night. So it's planned out. That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, this is – I know it's important to the players, but to the team and to the organization, this is an important night for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, overnight you set the tone for the whole season. I'm not so much with the wins and losses. Obviously, overnight's better if the right thing happens. But it's a lot of times it's the first time those season ticket holders are back. You know, some don't come to all the preseason games. But what I like about it is when you look in different sections, you walk around the building, it's kind of like a family reunion where, you know, people are catching up about what happened over the summer. And you get everyone in the right mindset, the right mood. And if we do our job and don't mess anything up, you know, people leave pretty happy.
Sean Henry is with us talking about opening night. Tickets available for that and Saturday, or you can just make it easy and be Smashville loyal, right?
Chase, you're like doing a commercial. Let you keep talking, but that is it. You know, you want the best price, the best perks, and in really all sports. Join the Legion and have some fun. And you know what? Let's face it. Not everyone can be a full season or a half season ticket holder, whether it be time or investment. You know, that's why we have some really fun quarter plans, even five packs. It's we try to break down every barrier for those that want to become a package holder. We put some great things together. We have about 50 people dedicated to the experience. And my favorite complaint I get from our season ticket holders is when we switch their account rep. And part of me giggles a little bit. He's like, oh, what other teams have account reps dedicated to you? Because unfortunately, so many teams really don't. But I love the relationship our fans have with their reps. They watch their careers grow. And normally when we switch reps, it's because the one got promoted. And as much as they're complaining about it, they're also happy for that person. It's such a weird bond we have with our fans and team and staff. It's just wonderful. It really is.
Oh, yeah. And you guys do such a great job with that. We haven't brought up Evangelista. I know that may have taken a little longer than anybody wanted, but it's done now. He's back with the team. And I know you guys have to be excited about that, as is he.
Yeah, you know, there's some restaurants that you have to order your dessert when you sit down because it takes a little while to make. And no one ever complains when it comes out, man. You're just happy. It's like, oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. And it's the same thing there. You know, we had a party after our last preseason game on Saturday. It's the first time I saw him in person, you know, since back in, I don't know, August. And it was just, you know, came over, that big old infectious grin he has, high fives, hugs you. And, you know, no one's talking about the negotiation now. It's about getting him on the ice and watching him shine.
I will say, and I really mean this, like, I'm excited to see the young players on this team. Like, whether it's him, who just got the new contract, who I think is still growing. Obviously, you know, Brady and Ozzy and some of the other young guys, Michael Wood. But I think that's going to be the really cool part of especially the early part of the season is watching these young guys and what they can do mixed with the vets that are already here.
Yeah, and you really hit it on the head. We have a real logjam at wing. But, you know, you look at Kemmel and what he did Saturday afternoon. Oh, my gosh, that was incredible. But
hit was
you got
awesome.
Ozzy, and you got LaRue, and you got Schaefer. And there's so many guys that, you know, guys will kind of probably bounce up and down a little bit because if they're, you know, if they're the extra forward, you don't want them sitting in the press box. You want them to walk, you playing, and then bounce back up when it's their opportunity. At the same time, there's always someone that gets in that lineup that just will never come out. You know, it's just, they'll make the most of it, and they won't come out, and that's great. But I would say people shouldn't make that big of a deal or take too much notice of a guy that goes up and down because you want to make sure they're playing their game. And a guy that's a top six forward, you want playing top 6 minutes. And it's going to be fun to watch each and every one of those young guys get their moment to shine and then watch them shine.
Here's how I know that you're invested on opening day. How many steps do you think you'll get in Thursday? 25,000? And I'm being serious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, usually, you know, part of it is, as you guys, I get really excited about it, right? So there's a lot of nervous energy for it. And literally, people around me will schedule me to do things away from them. just so I'm not bothering them. And I know it, too. I get it. And, like, my kids will say, Dad, you're just talking to talk right now. And it's the same thing. I mean, people will be like, Sean, you're just talking to talk. Go somewhere. So, yeah, I'll be all over walking around, you know, inside, outside the building. But the others, you know, you want to make sure when you're having a party, and that's what opening day is, that things are ready as best as they can be. And you really need all 400 of our staff members' eyes seeing what, you know, oh, my gosh, we missed this. Let's move this. And we have an award show tonight with the Dove Awards. You know, they started moving in Saturday afternoon after the game. And it's a big deal, man. It's a big build, and they'll be tearing out tomorrow. You know, so there'll be a lot of things that, you know, our wonderful staff will have to be running around to get it ready tomorrow. And everyone really needs that set of eyes to say, oh my God, we forgot this. Let's move this. Let's jump on these things. So yeah, I'll be around quite a bit. It's amazing how fat I still am after all.
Well, I was going to ask if you're like, I'll get 1,000 steps in, which means you'd never leave your desk. But I'm telling you, when I go to games, I'll see you at the barrel house. I'll see you up top. I'll see you over. You walk more than anybody else like it again. Like you don't, you shake the hands. I mean, you move around. I'm like, that's how you do it. You move around and talk to people.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty stubborn. I like sitting in my seats in 105, and I like sitting normally with my family or you know, friend or sometimes a client. But because I do that, then I have to make sure I, you know, take off as soon as intermission starts, drive to, you know, our entertainment suites or, you know, make this visit, you know, try to visit, you know, the press box. And you also want to walk every level as well.
Yeah.
The other is, you know, I love concession food. So you'll normally see me, you know, with a hot dog in my hand or a Hump Brothers pizza. It's just a fun environment.
Well, that negates all your steps right there. You just talked that. Now we know why.
Yeah, that's it. But it's funny. You know, I always say we're all 12-year-olds still at heart.
Yes.
And the fact that this 12-year-old gets to come to games and wander the building aimlessly,
yeah,
I got to pinch myself some days. I really do. It's just such a wonderful, you know, job. And in Nashville, it's even better than anywhere else in the country.
Well, I see that. Also, I got a note from the email from Nick Barnowski. He says, whatever you do, do not ask about the Yankees or Giants. So we're going to ask about your precious Yankees down 0-2, man. What are we going to do about this?
Well, first and foremost, with the Giants, you know, I don't know why we signed, you know, Wilson when I wish we did what the Titans are doing. You let the young guy go.
Yes.
You got to make some mistakes. But like what we saw on Sunday, as freaky as that ending was, that two-minute drill he got put in, man, that was amazing. Glimpse of the future. We're seeing that with Dart a little bit too. So I'm excited about the future of the Giants. I hope we have different people calling the shots, but I'm excited. And look, the Yankees are down 2-0. Who cares? Like I told Bruno over a friendly better too, he's a pretty big Blue Jay fan, champagne doesn't taste very good after two games. It tastes really good when the Yankees win three, man. So just get out of my way. I have all the confidence in the world of my New York Yankees. And being when we beat the Red Sox, we're stuck with a manager I best for 10 more years, but we might as well go out and win it all. And this is U.S. versus Canada. Like, this is like the Olympics. If you're not rooting for the Yankees, come on, go check yourself.
I know. It's funny, though. Like, you know, Aaron Boone. But, hey, hopefully they can get it done. They're in Yankee Stadium. So you never know what might happen.
Yeah, Nick Barnowski's so excited for baseball every 15 years because he's a Tiger fan. And I live with a Tiger fan with my wife. You know, so she's giving me a little service, too. And, man, I hope they win because I want to beat them in the next round.
Yeah, well, and it's cool. I will say that series of seeing, like, Seattle and Detroit, I mean, even – Toronto to an extent, but teams that haven't been there in a while is kind of fun to see.
You know what? The main reason I love baseball playoffs more than anything is not because, you know, by the grace of God, I'm a Yankee fan. It means we have our opening day. And this whole week leading up to it, I have something to burn my energy on. I get to watch, you know, some really good baseball. But come Thursday, I don't even know if the Yankees are playing Thursday night or not. If they are, I won't be watching any Yankee games. You know, maybe on Friday if they're still playing. But I love this time of year like you guys do too. And even more so for you guys because you get to watch our game in Vegas. So,
yep. Oh, yeah. We are looking forward to that and looking forward to opening night as well. Sean, appreciate it as always. And I know we're going to be doing these chats on Fridays again throughout the season. But thanks so much.
Now, thank you guys. Have a good time. And I can't tell anyone what to bet on or not to bet on, but I know what I'd be doing if I were in Vegas if I were allowed. So do the right thing. Win some money. And enjoy staying at the Horseshoe or Binion's or wherever you're staying.
Well, Circa.
But for the extra bed, too, guys, okay?
Yeah, we will. We will. Thank you, Sean.
See you, guys.
Sean Henry joining us on the program, and always enjoy that. He's a good one for sure. Opening night, Thursday. We'll have a lot of Preds flavor over the next few days with that. But coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Put a bow on things. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.